All right, we're going to go ahead and get started for our next session, which is information sharing between school districts and law enforcement for school and community safety. Of course, this is a topic that is so important to all of us in the room, and we are excited to have Joseph Parks here to speak on this topic. He has a very extensive background in the area. He graduated from Texas A&M University and then went to Southern Methodist University for law school. He has served as a police officer, sergeant, and lieutenant with the Plano Police Department from 1986 to 2005. And I guess he went to law school while being a police officer. Is that correct? That's impressive. From 2004 to 2010, Mr. Parks worked as a litigation associate. And then from 2010 to 2021, he served as the executive director of safety and security services for Plano ISD. And now he is working in his own firm, doing workplace investigations, training, and school safety training, and audits, correct? Among other things. So please help me in welcoming Mr. Joseph Parks.
Thank you, Andrea. Well, good morning, everyone. I'm excited to be here with you today. Let's see. Get the slide queued up. There we go. Okay, so just a brief introduction. This is a 30-minute adaptation of a one-hour-long panel discussion that Rebecca Bradley, Lisa Ray, and myself, as well as a deputy chief of police at Plano PD, did at the TASA-TASB conference back in September and at midwinter a few weeks ago. And it was well received, and I think you'll find some of the information helpful. So we're talking about information sharing between law enforcement agencies and school districts. And obviously, you know, why is that so important? Well, I will tell you, following the tragedy in Sandy Hook and now Uvalde, you see school security experts coming out of the woodwork. There's going to be a flurry of legislation about school security. Most of it is well-intentioned. Some of it will not make sense. Some of it won't be helpful. Some of it has its place. But sharing information is perhaps, in my mind, the one of our best chances to prevent these sort of tragedies. We've got to connect the dots. And if we look backward, you know, there used to be this idea that and I'm not just going to talk about school shootings, but there was this idea that school shooters it was just someone that just snapped and there was no warning. They just snapped and this happened. And there's been a lot of study to that issue. And we now know that's not true. If you look at the 2019 report by the Secret Service investigating targeted school violence, you can see right there one of the findings. Most attackers had a history of school disciplinary actions, and many had prior contact with law enforcement. All attackers exhibited concerning behaviors, and most elicited concern by members of the community. A more recent report came out 2021. This was on plots for school violence that were averted because they were somehow disrupted. And the main finding in the study was that key findings of the study are clear and consistent. Individuals contemplating violence often exhibit observable behaviors, and when community members report these behaviors, the next tragedy can be averted. Another key finding in the box below, they emphasize that schools should seek to intervene with students before their behaviors become a matter for the criminal justice system. So it's not, we're talking about threat assessments and most of this sharing of information. We're not talking about this for the purpose of criminally prosecuting students. That may occur, but the primary purpose is to avoid and prevent school violence. So with this background about, you know, needing to connect the dots, if you just do a quick search of the headline, we haven't done a very good job. There's obviously work to do. If you look at just from the headlines from the last several years, broad failures to share information, botched tips, School district discouraged calls to the police, failure to report sexual assault allegations. And then just in the last year, we have this disaster at Loudoun County Schools in Virginia, where the grand jury report basically laid fault for at least a second sexual assault committed by a student at the feet of the school district, and to some degree also local law enforcement, because there wasn't the sharing of information that should have taken place, among other things.